This is Tulsa Lines Podcast with another episode of Five on It. This time around, we're featuring Demetrius Juice Deason, a comedian, an entrepreneur, and just funny as hell overall. He's coming to talk about his Why Not pop-up show that's happening July 11th at Kane's Ballroom. So let's get into it and let's find out what it's about.
This is dope. Had to say that on record. This is dope.
Hey, tell me what this is all about.
It's really just about coming out. I love with the Ballers. I love the Ballers. Their organization with Tyler and the family are doing with them, giving back to these girls, teaching them more than just stuff on the court, but like life lessons and how to be better. I can relate to some of the things because I went through a lot of stuff myself. And I just wanted to come, you know, kind of touch some of the different places in Tulsa that's very important to people and kind of give back and inspire, just share my story. Mm-hmm. It's more than just about like me being a comedian or me being, I just really want to share my story. I think it'd be powerful and it'd help a lot of people.
Okay. Can you tell a little bit how maybe athletics helped you and, you know, your routine or maybe being on stage?
Yeah. I feel like basketball, personally, should say my life personally, basketball. I come from an inner city, a lot of gang violence, a lot of distractions, single household, you know, there's a lot of things I had to get overcome. So for me, basketball gave me somewhere to go every day, gave me something to do every day, and it made me be around people that was, for the most part, positive, doing positive things. So I think basketball, that gave me that thing, this is what I'm going to do to be the person that I need to be.
You rock shows, you style nice. You're a pioneer, it's for life. Your whole city gon' ride tonight. But nah, you're not like me. You rock shows, your style nice. You're a pioneer, it's for life. Your whole city gon' ride tonight. But nah, rapper, you're not like me.
What people can expect from your routine? Like, what can they expect to get when they come out and see you?
Honestly, just me, my growth. I'm only 5 years in the game, so I feel like in 5 years I've accomplished a lot. I'm funny, and I talk a lot about personal experiences, things I went through, things I overcome, things I want to do, things that's odd or weird to me, and just, you know, really like education. I like to teach in my comedy. Like, yo, this is what I did. Don't do this, but do this, and this is how you can make money. This is what you can do to be a better person. So.
Just talking about a little bit of, you know, Westbrook's game.
Uh-huh.
How do your skills and his skills kind of relate?
Yeah. It relates a lot more than people think. We need to get this on camera. Our game relates a lot more than people think, especially with this passion. Our coach, I think we all got that from our high school coach. We played together in high school, and one of the things was we took it personal. Every game was personal. Every practice was personal. When we stepped on the floor, it was personal. So I feel like he represents not just me, but our team, our area where we come from, LA, because like that's how I play. Besides being able to jump really high and dunk and get a lot of rebounds and be really good, everything else I can do, like the trash talking and the hustling and rebounding all day, defense. So I feel like, you know, he represents us, and I think, and just him as a, just never giving up, I think that's transitioned to me in life. That's how I was on the court too. So
can you tell us a little bit like how you got into the foundation?
Yeah, I got a great team of people that I work with that, you know, ran across the foundation online and I guess she ran into one of them and met someone of one of the Lockett family members, and then from there she started reaching out, made some phone calls, had like a couple of meetings and talked about what their mission is, where they want to go, how our two foundations align, what we're doing align, and for me it was a no-brainer. So I like doing help, giving back, and sharing, and giving people opportunities for those that don't have them. So, you know, it's very important.
What do you hope to learn from this experience?
I just want to just keep growing. I think every time I perform, every time I talk, every time I do an interview, I tell a joke, I do an appearance, I get better. I learn something new, I learn something about myself. I know how to tap a different person button or how to connect.
I'm up and I'm feeling great today. Got some knocks lined up and they all about to pay. I got this in hands and I ain't about to play with nobody out here trying to get in my way. I'm up and I'm feeling great.
like why they should come out to the comedy show?
Oh, for sure. They should come out to the comedy show because I'm funny. Like, what? I'm funny. I know my track record speaks. You know, we've been doing the show in Oklahoma City for 5 years now. Three years. This will be the fourth year, but the fifth show. So, you know, we got always sells out. I bring dope comedians, mix it up all the time, random celebrity guests. A lot of the players going to come down. Hopefully Tyler's going to come down. A couple other Oklahoma celebs and influencers going to come down. It's going to be a fun show. I think my show is different because I host. My material is really fun. It's not offensive. It's just real laid back. Mm-hmm. I make everybody have a good time. It's a good vibe, great music, great comedians, but diverse, you know. We have people on the show from Oklahoma and from Tulsa.
Oh,
so I always reach out to the people and like, yo, she did my show like four times now. She's funny and she's a woman. She's Persian as well, so she's have a whole different twist, and I just mix. This is an overall great vibe and a great show, and it's for obviously the Light Up Foundation. It's for a great cause, you know. I was just
Just talking about a little bit of music, you know. Music. We kind of support the local music scene.
Okay.
And we kind of say, what's your top five rappers?
Oh, top five? Okay. Wait, it's my own personal opinion, right?
Any order, any genre.
No,
all
right. I'm not going to say order,
any
though.
Any generation.
I'm not saying no order. Okay. So Tupac, Biggie, Nipsey Hussle. Look, that's why I made sure. Let me pick mine. Nipsey Hussle. Tech Nine. Who else I would say? Wait, someone... Music, right? Like that.
Yeah.
I would say I would throw in the Beatles, just to mix it up.
Ooh, yeah.
Just to mix it. Can't say nothing. If I had a six, Beach Boys. If people didn't know, I know about the Beach Boys. I would throw in a singer back in the days. Cook. What was his name? You know what I'm talking about, right? Sam Cook. That's old school. They ain't know. I know about Sam Cooke.
I don't think they know.
Yeah, I see. I'm gonna stop. I do my history. I'm a history buff. Okay. Sam Cooke.
Okay. Just getting in, still basketball season. Top five NBA players.
Top. No order.
No order.
All right. I'm gonna say these two on purpose together, just so it's funny. Westbrook, KD, James Harden, Giannis, Bron. Argue where May. Steph. Six, seventh. If I have to get one, two sixes, it'll be. Nah, I'm not putting Kyrie on it. That's it. That's it. I'm sticking with those guns.
Okay, who's your prediction? NBA champion.
Finals, Boston, Golden State. Bucks, Golden State. I want Bucks and six. Eric Bledsoe fan. I'm an Eric Bledsoe fan. That's one of my friends. I'm an Eric Bledsoe fan.
He's cold. He's
Kentucky, baby. I rock with Kentucky. That's what I want if I had to pick. MVP should go to James. He deserves it. Giannis going to be MVP. I'm telling you how it's that's how it works. That's what it's going to. That's the NBA wanted. What they want. That's what they want.
You can't deny that. And I got to get your top five. Go.
Oh yeah, I thought I was about to say that was easy. As of right now, to me,
it's your list. It's your
Martin Lawrence, easy. Let's get out of here. Martin Lawrence, number one. Martin Lawrence. Richard Pryor, you gotta put Richard Pryor just out of respect. Bernie Mac. I like Eddie Griffin. That's a wild one. I like Eddie Griffin. Deion Cole, Twist. I'm twisting it up. Woman. I'll give you a woman that I like a lot. Wanda Sykes, top five. Six, if I had to have a six. Because of business and what he does off of the stage, not on the stage. Kevin Hart. Because of business.
Yeah.
Because of business.
He's a businessman.
I'm a businessman. I like what the jokes say. That ain't top five, but off of business, you make the list. You got to make it mention, honorable mention.
Definitely. And last but not least, what do you want people to get from your comedy?
I want them to learn. I want them to understand. I want them to learn. Really just learn, understand, and just see my growth. See that it's possible. See that they can do the same thing. See that I want to inspire. I'm a huge Nipsey Hussle fan. I think the best thing you can do is inspire a human being. And I've been I've been trying to inspire and do it with my part as much as I can. It's easy to stay with somebody not doing, but it's anything that do what you want to see, and that's what I'm just trying to do.
Speaking about Nipsey, you know, it was a sad situation.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about a little bit what he meant to you and, you know, how it affected your life?
Best question ever. Personally, Nipsey meant a lot to me. Not that it's a levels of people you lose or lost, it's all hurt. But like, I have close friends, cousins, aunties, grandmas that passed, and I didn't take this hard because it was a different type of hurt. It was like they're gone, I'm hurting. This is like, I look up to him and he's gone and I'm hurting. So when I first started doing, I've been doing comedy 5 years. 5 years ago, I've been listening to Nipsey out since 08. So in my whole journey, it was a blueprint. I followed the blueprint. I kept listening and kept learning. So. He was literally a lot of stuff that I do for me, owning all my content on my shows. It's from him, from me wanting to be going to the conversation as a partner. Like, me and a lot of the foundation were partners. Me and the shows, like, we're partners. That I got all that from him. So his influences will not just live on through me. I'm going to make sure live on through me, and I'm going to make sure other people I do the same that he, you know, passed for me. So. Shout out to Nipsey, RP.
Do not fuck with fake niggas, so miss me with that snake. For the low pro, 3-piece chrome, Asante wheels, that's how I'm skating.
Nip hustle.
Pistol on my lap, niggas making threats. Me, I'm trying to ball, niggas wishing death. Probably all just talking, probably idle threats. But since I seen this shit happen, I can't take this shit for less. Smoking as I drive, watching for them people. All I know is eat while in these streets, don't let them eat you. This one for my dogs. This one for my lows. Fucking with that fuck around, you fuck around and get smoked. One time for my killers. Go hard bitches. Worldwide bosses. Young real niggas. Had to make it happen. Plus I gave my word. Started out the trunk. Got it off the curb. Trap around the world. Blessings that we learn. Blessings we deserve. Cause niggas kept it firm. All my niggas. All I knew was banging, all I knew was rap. Got put on the hood, then I went and bought a strap. Couldn't understand the stash, so I put it on my lap. Slauson boy tack, put it on my back. Had to flip some money, I put it on a sack. Invested in my music, finally put it in this rap. Started with my niggas, so I put my heart in it. Never switch real, still here with who I started with. Loyalty, respect against betrayal and dishonor. So with a real nigga stand, the killer fakes you when you spot it. Don't get me cause I got it, really I'm just bought it. This one's for my nigga sipping Remy in the projects. Look how far we came, without a record deal. All money in, now you niggas know the drill. Lessons that we learn, just from standing firm. Blessings that we earn. We got what we deserve. All my niggas.
You know, you can look up, and that's what, at the highest level of business, that's their motto, equity. You know what I mean? At the highest level of business is mailbox money. They're going to give advances for checks. That's what they're going to do. They're going to give you a percent of what you're going to make, and you're going to catch that check on the back end. And you got the hip-hop so much inspired and, you know, respect and honor the hustler. You know what I'm saying? That it's hip-hop to do it this way. You know what I'm saying? Play the game, pal. You know, the pros play it. And switch the model from, you know what I'm saying? What what's the intention? What's cool? What's the bragging right? What's the bragging right going? Selling amount of units? Is that the bragging right? That's what it used to be. That used to be the metric of success. But to me, it's like, you know, what you own? Be on something? What's your position? Can you make shit move? Do you have power? Do you have true power? Do you have control of your death? Control of your
death? Control of your death? All my niggas.
Where do you see this thing going? Where do you see everything around you right now going?
I see everything just keep building. I feel in terms of the show in Tulsa and Oklahoma, I see us doing the Chesapeake. I see me shooting my first Netflix special in Oklahoma. And I see me doing the BOK here in Tulsa every year, and I see that growing, and I see this becoming the way that the city and the state take me in as a whole, and I feel like that's just gonna spread through the United States and then spread through the world, internationally, through the certain cities and the world, hopefully. I mean, that's the plan. Like, I mean, I'm not doing it. I think I have a great message and a great story, and I want people to hear it, and then I want you to laugh. And then I want you to cry. So if I want you to do all three, that's special. And then afterwards, I want you to be like, I gotta come back and see again. I wanna hear more.
I'm stuck in this grind. Middle of the night, kitchen lights is on. Roll me up a back, then I light the stove. Taught her stay calm when the crisis on. Say I die alone, I set my life upon. High park hustle, speaking hyperbole. Translation, get the money, never wife a hoe. Clip is full already, now it's time to go. Shoulder full already, where these stripes should go? Crash, got opinions, how my life should go. I'm screaming, fuck them, they can suck a dick and die tonight, you know. Bullets, rain on them, cut the life support. My section ride for sport, every night of course. Niggas dying every day, that's the price of war. Gang members spending thousands at the nicest stores. Levitate on five-star luxury. Every time I ride, shit come for me. Stuck in the grind. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this grind. Make a movie, take the top off. About to cross over like hot sauce. On this gutter shit, I never hopped off. Most calculated move by far. Always with a model in a fly car. 30,000 for the python. Rocking knee highs, drinking white wine. Listening to In My Lifetime. In the nighttime, looking at the city skyline. Getting sky high. Took the little bitch to Popeye. She was top five. Excitement that she get from pop life could never top mine. Once you get the hustle locked down, you can stockpile. Level up another notch now, like a stock now. Every time I take the top down, she arch her eyebrows. Turning up the music hot now, she feel alive now. Love me like we from a small town, let's make them all around. You splurge, I splurge. We ball later and we ball. Now. Stuck in the grind, I'm stuck in the grind. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this grind. Ain't no going back once the lights on you. Left the dorm in the middle of the night, homie. Affidavits going viral, that's your life, homie. Ain't no point of even trying to lie, homie. Just go out to all the SNY, homies. If you step before the sign, you should die, homie. Fuck you niggas, you disrespect the tribe, homie. Wounded pride, it's written all in your eyes, homie. Stuck in the grind. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this grind. Yeah. December 1st, 2017. We begin. All money in. Y'all die. Yeah. Wow. The marathon continues, nigga. Wow. See, niggas All-Star Weekend.
We'll see about it.
Thanks again to Demetrius Juice Deason. Again, he's just a funny comic, great talent, great businessman and entrepreneur. So make sure you check him out again July 11th at Kane's Ballroom. Also, make sure you follow him on Instagram. I am Juice Man with two N's. And that's it. Tulsa Lines, we out. And there you have it. Another episode, another podcast for Tulsa Lines. Thanks for staying and listening. Hope to see you again. And for more great content, news, chances for giveaways, sign up at www.tulsalines.com. And I hope to see you again.